Welcome to this special concert presentation from Interlaken Public Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Sewell. The Danish String Quartet has played everywhere from Alice Tully Hall at Lincoln Center to NPR's Tiny Desk concerts. They've earned rave reviews from The New York Times, The New Yorker, and Fred Child of Performance Today. The Danish String Quartet recently gave a concert at Corsen Auditorium at Interlaken Center for the Arts. On the concert, they performed their trademark mixture of traditional string quartet repertoire, as well as their own arrangements of Danish folk music. You can find the program from this concert on our website at classicalipr.org. Now the Danish String Quartet takes the stage to perform the String Quartet Opus 20, No. 2, in C major, of Franz Josef Haydn.
Thank you. Thank you.
Listening to a recent performance by the Danish String Quartet at Interlaken Center for the Arts here on Classical IPR. The Danish String Quartet just performed Franz Joseph Haydn's String Quartet Opus 20, number 2. Next on the program, they will perform a set of Danish folk tunes that they have arranged for string quartet.
What an amazing place here in Interlaken, and what an incredible thing that you have so many students playing here and fantastic performances all over this campus. It's really amazing to just take a look around and see all the things that are happening here. So we're very, very happy to be a part of that. We started with Haydn, as you heard, and we will move on with some Scandinavian or Nordic folk music, traditional music. And we would like to start with a minuet, because the minuet was also a very popular thing in Denmark back in the 18th century. It was a very popular dance. And we know of a fiddler who was called Rasmus Storm, and Rasmus Storm, he was collecting tunes, and he was also playing them himself, but his collection of tunes is actually the oldest collection that we know of in Denmark. It's from mid-18th century, and we would like to play this little minuet for you to start with, and it's just called Minuet number 60. He had a lot of them. So Minuet number 60 in A major, here it is. Thank you. So that was a little smooth transition from the Haydn over to the folk music. Basically, it was the same dances. People were dancing on the countryside and in the courts. And we will move on with a little set of two melodies. The first one is actually a traditional medieval melody from the Faroe Islands. And on the Faroe Islands, they sing these fantastic old ballads about historical events and wars and heroes and love and all the big subjects that we like. And this one is a song about the knight, Stedelil was his name, and he fell deeply in love with a woman called Liden Kirsten. And as you did back then, if you wanted to grab a woman's attention, you had to cast runes on this woman. And that's what he tried. He was throwing these runes on her, but he missed his target. And he hit another woman, which then fell in love with him. And it turns out that this other lady, she was the princess, she was the king, the king's daughter. And suddenly he was standing there with this other woman, and but it all ends happily, and he gets married and becomes the new prince and everything. It's a long story. It's more than 80 verses. I won't bore you with everything, but but it's a great melody. And after that, we move on to a Danish tune, kind of groovy tune that is called The Dromer.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So in Denmark, we have many different dialects in the folk music. And one that we like in particular is the music from Fanø, which is a tiny little island in Denmark on the west coast. You can actually say it's the Shire. Did you watch The Lord of the Rings? It looks like that, I promise you. It totally looks like this. It's really so cozy, a very, very nice little place. And they have a fantastic tradition of folk music on this little island. I was there this summer, and people are, you know, dancing and playing and really just having a good time over there, smoking the pipe, and that's great. As I said, the music from there is very amazing, and we would like to play our favorite tune from this island, it has the name Erømøsør, which probably means something about the neighbor island. So here it is. It's a dance called Sønderhoning, and here is Erømøsør.
Thank you.
You're listening to a recent concert by the Danish String Quartet on Classical IPR. The group is currently in the middle of a set of Danish folk tunes.
Thank you. That was a little Norwegian waltz called The Water Lily. All this music is actually going to be found on a CD that will be released in September. And we are looking very much forward to that. So before the intermission, we would like to play a little reel, a reel that we call Shine You No More. And after that, we'll do the intermission. Thank you. Thank you.
To a recent performance from Interlaken Center for the Arts featuring the Danish String Quartet. I'm your host, Amanda Sewell. You can find the program from this performance on our website at classicalipart.org. Following the intermission, the Danish String Quartet returned to the stage to perform the String Quartet No. 1 by Béla Bartók.
Thank you.
Danish String Quartet on stage at Corsen Auditorium at Interlaken Center for the Arts. They just performed Béla Bartók's String Quartet No. 1. You're listening to this recent concert on Classical IPR. The Bartók was the last piece listed on the program, but the Danish String Quartet took the stage once more to perform an encore.
Thank you all very much. It's getting late. We won't keep you forever, but just one more little tune we would like to do with our best wishes for all the students for this rest of this stay here in Interlaken, and to all the others of you, thank you for coming tonight. It's been a pleasure playing for you. We would like to play one more tune from the Island of Fanø. It's a second bridal piece. Thank you for coming. Thank you.
was the encore, performed by the Danish String Quartet, from their recent concert at Interlaken Center for the Arts. This has been a special concert presentation here on Classical IPR. This concert from Interlaken was engineered by Michael Culler, with assistance from James Probel. Thanks to Rory Baker and to Interlaken Presents. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.